When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Old School brought to you the New School way. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Looks like we're going to batten down the dang hatches again. this is horrible. It's 80 degrees out with 80 mile an hour winds.
Can't even grill. Flames get carried away.
No, this is not a grill day. This is not a top 10 grill day.
No.
Also, texters, any of you guys know how to fix a Traeger?
Oh, what'd you do? What happened? Oh,
pump your brakes now, Jack. See there? See, that's the problem. See, right there, that's how you know Austin's not a real grill master. It's not what I did. The thing just, it just wasn't.
A master craftsman never blames his tools.
That one, I will tell you.
Okay,
this,
what
this,
happened?
The Traeger is notoriously finicky. And I almost sold it on Facebook Marketplace. It's probably going back up there.
It's damaged goods now, Jay.
But somebody, you know what it is? They probably have to fix like a wire or something. Here, I'll tell you the first time I ever did a Traeger, right? This is, I thought I knew everything about a smoker, about a smoking meat, because I'll tell you the truth. My grandfather built a smoker out of old fridge my grandma was trying to make him get rid of. He cut it the whole thing and made it, right? And so I just was like, I saw him do it.
Yeah.
I saw my uncles do it. I'm like, man, this thing is like temperature. All you do is plug it in, put some pellets in there. Well, you got to run the pellets before you put the meat on for like 10 minutes and let it kind of like calibrate. Jay Foreman didn't do that. I got it up there, just threw the meat
on.
False
start, Jay Foreman.
Man, the flames was flaming. And then nothing happened. I just, you know, started over. But I had it, and then it was fine. And then it wasn't turning over the pellets right. So I probably got to just clean it all out, run it through one time. But I'm not sure. Ah. And it's not like we have. I'm going to give a shout out to your boy A1 Automotive, man. Kendall. They don't have that for Traeger. Kendall, do you fix Traegers? Where are you? You fix everything.
Let's just hit the pause button here for a second, too. I asked, what did you do? You said pump the brakes and then admitted to probably jumping the gun. So I was right.
Something's wrong with it. It's on the bench. And it might be on the bench forever. I might have to get another one.
Ah.
Another type of
smoker. Yeah.
But back to what's smoking. Is down there in Atlanta.
Dumpster fire.
Listen, man. I will say this. I scouted for a little while. I was like a intern. And I've been in. I was there when we drafted when Houston drafted J.J. Watt. I was there and all that. See? Even Clantonio Johnson said, before we get this, listen to what he says. Oh, here he goes. Wait. Hold on. He says, Traegers are trash, Jay. A real smoker using real hardwood. Yes, you'd be invited to the barbecue. No, that's too much time. I want to get one of those green eggs or something, or you know, something like that, or a Komodo Joe's. I like Komodo Joe's because it's like almost Komodo dragons. Komodo dragons are real life dinosaurs, by the way.
It's true.
That's my theory. Anything that can eat people, they're a dinosaur.
So a shark is a dinosaur?
A version of old.
Is a tiger a dinosaur?
Yeah, it's the saber tooth or whatever the one
is. A lion a dinosaur?
You're going too far, Austin. I'm saying Komodo dragons look and act like the ones you've seen on Jurassic Park.
Yes.
And what they that is it. They're dangerous. Clintonio John says green egg smokers. Phil, my man Phil says, get rid of your Traeger. One part grill, one part smoker is all of neither. I don't know. You got to clarify that, Phil. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're saying. Big Bird says, check your pellets. If they get wet, they'll swell up in the auger and cause it to jam. All right. Well, it's probably not to do it since we keep getting rained on. But I do have my cover on there. Clear your pellet tube and vacuum it out. That's probably what I need to do via Google.
Simple maintenance.
Google me. Now back to Atlanta. Now I scouted before. Now it wasn't as high tech for them, and I wasn't a lead scout. I was an intern, so I was doing a lot of the grunt work, you know, and I was fine with that. I was actually at JJ Watt's pro day.
Have picked JJ Watt?
I was skeptical. The only person that wasn't skeptical was Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips
said he's gonna be a Hall of Famer, and I was like, because he had like 8-9 sacks, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. And at his pro day, he did like outside linebacker drills. And I'm like, man, you 6'5", 6'6", you ain't playing no linebacker. I was like, this is stupid. But he was moving.
So you would have spent a fourth or fifth round pick on him.
Yep, and that's why I'm here. like what Tiger Woods told the dude, why am I in here and you over there? But, you know, Don, but I do know this. All that information, especially personal information, address, phone number, even their agent, parents' information, any health information is 100% a no-no to get out of your sight or out of your hand. And a lot of times, well, at least for me, I my stuff was left there because I was leaving no stone unturned. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And plus, they strongly encouraged me to do so. So for Jeff Ulbrich, who I know and I have respect for him, he worked his way up and he's, you know, and all that, the brick house and all that. And he's a hard nosed guy and all that. To have his iPad at home and somehow your kid just goes in there and gets Shador Sanders' number, that's almost first of all, I don't believe it. Unbelievable as Shannon Sharpe leaving his accidentally have his phone on live. I don't believe that for a second. I don't.
Very convenient accident.
So you wonder, and it must be more to the story where the NFL and Atlanta's like, we're not investigating because it's a security breach.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder how he really got it, how long Jeff knew about it. Then how long, or if the Atlanta knew about it, and then if the NFL knew about it, or how they found out that his son did it, so forth and so on. Number one, he was recorded by his son's friend. Then you push send on the post. Jeff Ulbrich is lucky right now to be employed, and it's not even about. Yes, there's been a ton of prank calls, and I didn't get a prank call, but a family friend called. And that'll happen because people probably can access your information or whatever. But
the NFL like sends these dudes these phones, right?
I was
right?
just about to say this. The fact that it was NFL property and the fact that he was sliding and the fact that it was posted. When I said there's 13 other layers to the Shador Sanders situation,
mm-hmm.
This is Laramie Tunsil with the gas mask times 50.
Yeah,
and now on the top of that, to top it off is Kirk Cousins, who nobody thought was going to show up to work, showed up to work in his plaid shirt. I'm here.
Remember me?
Yeah, I'm ready to
Hello.
Work. I'm ready to compete for my spot.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I just paid my last interest payment on my house. I'm not going anywhere. My kids just got in school. He won an award, actually.
He's on the dean's list.
He's on the dean's. I like Atlanta. Hot Atlanta.
Peace up. Time down.
Yeah. I just kicked it with Young Jeezy. I got street cred. Hey, I'll even bring a chain.
Yeah, look, it's Migos.
Look, yeah, right? look, man, I'm telling you, this, they have nowhere for him to go. Nowhere. Cleveland, shut the door. Done. Where is he going to go? Because he's got to start. They ain't one place.
Pittsburgh's the last hope, right? If they like him more than A-Ron?
Yeah. How much are you going to pay for it? How much are you going to pay us to get Kirk Cousins?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, I hope Aaron Davis is listening. If you're Pittsburgh Steelers, who do you want, A-Ron or Kirk Cousins? Considering contract, longevity, and situation. Both of them are coming off injuries.
Probably.
Not A-Ron. That's what Mike Thomas thinks. He likes Miller Lite too.
Probably Aaron Rodgers by super, super, super slim margin. Probably.
He was throwing with DK Metcalf. Okay, now here we go. Now is this more? You might want Aaron Rodgers, but Pittsburgh actually wants a quarterback that they might be able to keep for 2 years.
Probably has more of a handle on than Kirk Cousins.
And younger. And more invested, maybe.
Probably more invested. Hopefully more invested.
Now, here's who could throw the curve on the deal. Pittsburgh says, well, you got to take Pickens. You're going right back to Atlanta.
Click.
Click. Oh, hey, I got bad connection.
Sorry. Someone's calling.
No, I'll call you right back.
Oh, it's my mom. Got to take this.
So there's significant issues down in Atlanta. That is, listen, I've never, done any, since they never. I've had plenty of hard conversations, but I just could not imagine walking in there and talking to Raheem. I mean, just think if you run into Deion at like a coaches convention.
Whew.
Hey, Pron, can I talk to you real quick? Yeah, man. What's up, baby? This is Pron. What's up, baby? This is Pron. I mean, And give it up to Shador Sanders. You know, he was cool, I guess, whatever. One more thing about Shador Sanders, man. Bro, you got to stop, man. You can't. He had a party after he got drafted. He had a big old bag of money. Listen, the optics are not opting. Right?
You start finding some optical illusions because the normal optics.
And there's nothing wrong with it because there's guys that, bless the one dude that stayed in the green room.
Till
day three. Hey, listen, you know how good that food tastes? Because everybody clear out. I'm having the whole family. You got to get eaten.
Yeah.
Hey, can I bring my family? You got any friends? Yeah. I'm finding people in town. We eating good.
Rubbing.
Yeah. So just for him, with the perception out there, which I think is unfair, you have to stop throwing the bird up at you know what I mean? But I think it's a catch 22. He's like, hey, I'm going fifth. I went fifth round because you guys are being stupid. So I'm just going to make you just keep doing it. Then I'm going to prove you wrong. And it's going to be even bigger. I personally wouldn't be doing that. I can't tell Deion. I think he's a great dad. So, and it's hard to tell your 21 plus year old son what to do. He's a grown man. And that's what, listen, you
hard enough to tell my 1.5 year old son what to do.
So, what can you do? You only can be there with him and hope he doesn't make a mistake. And I don't think this is a huge career mistake, but I think for him, he's fighting the perception. I will say this, the one thing, when Zach Thomas told me this, it just opened my eyes, man. And it made me think of every day that I played differently, even after second or third contract. He's like, And Zach obviously went to obviously a Hall of Fame. He's a phenomenal player. Cool dude too, man. He's like, every day you're outrunning the unfair perception of where you've been drafted. He's like, every day. He's like, that's what makes me work hard every day, twice a day. He's like, that's, and let me tell you something. We was working hard after a night before of working extra hard. And he was like, and he made sure we all were there and we worked our tail. It was probably double time because we had hangovers. But what I'm saying is the perception for him isn't talent. The perception of him is just off the field.
Yeah.
So why even do it? And if you're going to do it, turn the cameras off or not as much. Don't post it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're giving them an easy excuse to say, you know what?
We were right.
We were right. And now this is what he's going to do after he wins one game or throws his first touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that.
Well, it's kind of like Odell and the Giants on that yacht.
Yeah. Or the love boat up in Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Thunder Not Colin says a frat boy took a perfectly good prank call and ruined it because he couldn't resist posting to social media. And he did it with witnesses. Next time, tie up the loose ends. That is true. The bro level went from, it should have been level 5. They went to level 20.
Right.
Like, before we go, bro, I just wonder what went through his mind of, I went through my dad's personal information during the NFL draft and got one of the most highest profile players' cell phones.
Oh, the highest profile player in the draft, without a doubt.
In the last 5 or 10 years. And I'm going to prank call him in my dorm or frat house with my buddy record me. And I think this is a good day. But by no chance, it never crossed his mind that his dad could get in trouble.
No. No shot.
Now, before we go to break, think on this. Does the NFL have to suspend Jeff Olbert? Because they better, listen.
Man.
You better hope there's not a reporter down there that his back is against the wall, that got to get a story to keep his job, because you dead, right?
The real question, like you brought up at the start of the segment, is how much did Jeff Ulbrich know? I mean, how punishable is the crime of bringing your draft iPad home? You know, if your kid just guessed your passcode and got it?
Well, don't iPads have timers? Like, doesn't it go black, like, after a few minutes?
Well, like, not unless you use it.
Yeah, if you don't use it.
Yeah.
So first of all, you drove home.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So say you worked on your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you left it in your office and say you went to the bathroom, so what, then he went in there and it times out after a few minutes.
Yeah. But it has the passcode like your phone. So if kid guessed the passcode.
So then is it...
Or mixed up the iPads, maybe they both didn't have cases or something, could... And I'm just trying to come up with any possible explanation to save Jeff Ulbrich's behind here, Jay.
Yeah, listen, you 21, but you getting a butt whooping like you 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or was I okay with it because I've been hydrating situation at the crib? I don't know. We'll take a quick break, come back, and decide whether Jeff Ulbrich should be suspended. You know, maybe one or two games. Your college check would be a little light. Yeah. Anyway, Jay Foreman, Austin Ulbrich, quick break. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.